Well, a lot of surprises coming out of hitting this economy. Wall Street was really surprised Thursday night late when the story came out that that the president had turned the tariff gun on our neighbor to the south. Evidently, the U.S. going to impose a 5% levy on goods coming out of the country of Mexico into the U.S. and unless they help us out on some things. Dr. David Kelly is the Chief Global Strategist and head of the Global Market Insight Strategy Team for J.P. Morgan Asset Management, and seen as a lot of this. Joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you.
So are we at the point where we can't be surprised anymore?
I think we passed that point quite some time ago. I think, you know, policy coming out of Washington has become more unpredictable. And I think that is having an effect on the real economy and on the markets. We're sort of pricing in the sort of unpredictability of policy. It's almost a, you know, sort of an administration risk premium or uncertainty premium we have to build in.
You know, I think of corporate America, and you say, well, you know, if maybe things aren't going to work out in China, and maybe they're going to come back and bite us again, so I'll move operations. Yeah, I'll just move it south of the border, Mexico. It's worked real well with the automobile industry and cameras. That was sort of our ace in the back pocket, wasn't it?
Well, yes. And the problem with the global economy is that when you have multiple targets for these attacks, of course, what corporate America and corporations around the world do is they do nothing. They recognize that they cannot plan very efficiently in this environment, so they try to wait until the dust settles to see what the new trading rules are going to be. So it is having a negative effect on global trade, but also on global investment spending.
So capital spending, I mean, dries up, clearly. Nobody's going to go spend any money until you know exactly where it ought to be spent. Can this, I mean, and this is a robust economy that we have here. Low unemployment, consumer confidence figures seem to be pretty good. Is this the kind of thing that could actually drag us into a recession?
It could. I mean, I think we need to distinguish between levels and rates of growth here. The economy is in a very good place after 10 years of expansion, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's growing that rapidly. The growth we saw in the first quarter, 3.2%, I think was exaggerated to the growth in the economy. I think the underlying growth rate is much closer to 2%, and I think we'll be below that in the second quarter. And unemployment is very low, but it's hard for it to go much lower. So at this point, it's kind of like an older person. I mean, it's very nice that they've got to a ripe old age, but they need to be treated with a little bit more tender, loving care than when they were in their 20s or 30s, because it's easier to injure them. And I think this economy, this long expansion, it's still continuing, but it's not that robust, and it could get damaged by this trade war.
You know, and one of the things you count on is having a long-term view, and it's hard to have a long-term view if the rules keep changing. Is there a loss in investor confidence, in corporate confidence? Is it good, and if so, how hard is that to get back?
Well, I think to have a truly long-term view, you need to recognize that the rules won't always keep changing. I mean, there is a presidential election coming up in the United States in 500 days. If President Trump is reelected, he may not be so anxious to, change things around in terms of trade or immigration going forward once he's got nothing really to fight for except his legacy. And of course, if somebody else gets elected, they may well take a much more quiet approach and maybe more understandable approach with regard to these issues. So, you know, the trade wars are so negative that they do tend to burn themselves out. So the long-term perspective is that trade wars won't escalate forever.
It is the, and I know you've never advocated really market timing, but is there enough uncertainty right now that it might be prudent to move off to the sideline? Everybody else seems to be going into bonds or gold or someplace else.
Well, it's difficult to find a good place. I do think that people need to be more cautious. This is not a time to take a lot of risk. I wouldn't abandon long-term assets altogether, and certainly I wouldn't want to expose myself to a lot of capital gains tax, because you know the market will look forward, and one of the things we know is that the administration is quite sensitive to the market. So if the market sells off in response to these heightened trade tensions, I expect that you will hear more dovish tones coming out of the administration. We've seen that before. So I think it would be an overreaction to panic here. And I think people, and I think market timing is just very difficult. You never know exactly when to get in or to get out. I mean, you saw that in the fourth quarter, in the first quarter of this year.
Sure.
You couldn't have timed that. So, so I think people ought to be cautious. I think they should be cautious overall in their positioning, but I don't think this is a time to panic.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of stability around the world. I looked at the outcome of the European elections this past weekend, and it looks like you have a real dichotomy there. You've got right or you've got left, but all the centrists seem to disappear.
Well, I think maybe the polarity is even changing here. You know, what we traditionally called right is not necessarily right anymore. What we traditionally call left is not necessarily left. It seems to me that instead of sort of the Karl Marx version of communists and capitalists, we're actually much more moving to a world of nationalists versus globalists. I think you saw that in the United Kingdom, where the Brexit Party did very well, but also the Liberal Democrats and other Remain parties, those who advocated Remain did well. And I think you can see that also in Europe. I think the real tension today in the United States and around the world is between those who believe in going, being apart from the world, and those who believe in being a part of the world.
Well, I would assume that just as everything else does, this too will pass, but this one feels like a kidney stone passing right now.
It does for a while, yes.
Dr. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist for J.P. Morgan Asset Management. It's always good to get your counsel. Thank you very much for the time, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.